it's about to go down. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm this the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go.
Hey, what is up, Nerd Mafia? Welcome into the second edition of Meet the Backers. So when we started this whole thing off, I wanted to get as many of the backer groups on here as I could to kind of learn different things and chat it up with Bills fans all across the country, right? Because obviously I'm in California. The gentleman we're going to be chatting with today, I knew this would happen in my lifetime, that I would get to sit down and chat with a president. In this case, it happens to be the Bills Backers Miami president, Jonathan Holler. So, Jonathan, welcome in, man. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Hey, thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, man, for sure. And you guys can see that'll be watching this. Jonathan's doing this on the road for me. You know, he's multitasking. So a lot of fun we're going to have with this one. And we're going to learn all about the Bills Backers in Miami. So, Jonathan, why don't we kick off with like when it started? When was it? Is there an official start date?
I would say our official start date was 6 years ago. But I feel like I've been doing it a lot longer than that. So,
yeah, that was another reason that I wanted to bring you guys on, because much like it is doing a podcast, it's a grind, and running a Bills Backers group is a grind, right? Especially when you've got a big group and you're in a location where you actually get to see the team every year, right? Which is cool. Yeah. Not all the groups get that. So that's very cool. So about 6 years ago, like how did it start? Whose idea was it?
Well, basically prior to that, I traveled a lot for work throughout the U.S. So it was always my intention, if I was gone on a game day, I always found the local backer bar. You know, I just had to go, whether it was Seattle, I mean, Hawaii, San Diego with Larry down there. So I always felt like I had to find it. Moved to Florida, South Florida for work. And I mean, there were a couple, but they weren't something that I was excited about on a Sunday.
Right.
So we lived down in like downtown Miami in Brickell. So the closest Bills bar was like an hour drive.
Right. Okay.
So I ran into a few people around town wearing Bills shirts, and I said, hey, if I do this, you know, I need at least 10 people to start. And first game, it was way more than that. So yeah. Hardest part was in Miami going somewhere and it's like, hey, would you put the Bills game on a couple TVs with the game sound and maybe a discount? And they're looking at you like, what? Nope.
You know where you are, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, well, I mean, no one's watching the Dolphin game here, so can we do something else? So it took a few years of moving from place to place, and then now we found a good home. We actually have two locations now.
Yeah, I saw that. I see you have that listed up on the page here. There's a Fort Lauderdale one, I guess, right? And then there's a Miami one, right?
Yeah. So we're right down in Wynwood. It's kind of like the art district almost, and it's like the new upcoming place.
Cool.
So fortunately, I became friends with a guy that's a partner there, and he's actually from Amherst.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so it was kind of like, you know, you don't even open till 8 o'clock at night. So can you find someone to come in at from noon to five? We packed the place. It's amazing. It has a AstroTurf floor, you know, cool. A bunch of games. And, you know, if you have kids, the kids are busy playing arcade games and basketball. And the parents are screaming at the TV.
Right, so that's awesome. It's like the perfect setup.
Yeah. And then with COVID last year, Miami wasn't allowed to open. So we were kind of searching for a backup location. And everyone had asked me to start a Fort Lauderdale chapter, but there's already a few up there. So before I did that, I asked some of the guys I knew that ran the other clubs, like, hey, you know, we have an opportunity. I don't want to step on toes, but, you know, we're still 10 miles away from you. You know, is everything okay? And it's different crowds. You know, it's we're like the Saturday night crowd that's rowdy, not the sit in the booth and drink some tea kind of crowd. Right.
That's funny. A slight little dig, but yeah, that's cool. So, and I mean, from what I gather, cause you mentioned Larry, right? I've had Larry on. He was the first one that came on with me, and awesome dude. Right. I mean, he's just fun to chat with. And it seems like you guys, you know, at the top as like the presidents and that kind of stuff that it's the mafia, right? So you guys all kind of help each other out, make sure everybody's cool with each other and doing things and, you know, kind of feeding off of each other. Right. So.
Absolutely. And like I said, when we opened the second location, to the guy that was closest, you know, I'm friends with him, and I kind of said like, hey, I'm not going after your people. I just want to make it, you know, better for everybody else. Like, I don't own the bar. He doesn't own that bar.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'll go see you on a game day. You come down, see me on a, you know, different day, make it fun. And like, my whole thing is connecting people.
Right.
And, you know, just randomly in South Florida, you see people in a Bills shirt. It's, you know, you get a Go Bills and tell them about what you do. And some people didn't even know it exists.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing too. That's why I wanted to do a lot of this stuff too, is because I think a lot of people are like, what's a Bills backers thing. Right. And it's like, if you actually go and look, they're everywhere, right? There's probably one right around the corner from you that you don't even know about. Right. I mean, I'm in Sacramento. There's a huge one, you know, right here in Sacramento, which is cool.
Okay.
So they're obviously all over the place. I mean, they're up in Canada. We get, you know, Ken Carty up there with the Vancouver Bills backers. I mean, they're in the UK, right? So we're everywhere. So it's very cool. And obviously you guys are kind of a little unique because you do get to see the Bills every year, right? Like not everybody gets to do that. So that's really awesome that you get to do that. Do you personally travel around to any other games?
I do. I try to go to, in the past, I try to go to as many as I can, but it's also hard because I have to make sure that my bar and my group is taken care of.
Right.
You know, so if it's like, for example, Pittsburgh would have been a great game to go to for the home opener. I can't leave the first day of the bar. Like, I gotta be there just in case something happens with the TVs, you know, invite new people there, say hello. So it's a good mix. We usually do like one big game a year as a group.
Yeah.
But like this year we have Tampa and Jacksonville. So it's going to be easy for us to, you know, drive up on a Friday night, party with those guys on a weekend. So.
Yeah, that's really awesome for you guys, the way that everything, getting three games down there in the same state, that's really, and it's unique, right? I mean, it's not going to happen. It only happens every so often, right? So that's really cool. Definitely. And it's going to be cool, right? Because you're going to get to see the Brady showdown, you know, in person, which will be a lot of fun. How many, so you said like when you initially started, you were like, hey, I need like 10 people. So you started with roughly 10. How many are you at right now?
It's hard to tell. I mean, with social media, we got a few thousand on each platform. You know, we have almost 3 grand on Instagram, and Facebook page has 2,500. The group has 2,500, and they're all different people. So it's kind of hard to tell. During the season on a normal game day, we'll get 50, 75 people in there.
That's awesome.
Our busiest nights, it's kind of funny because you think like Sunday night, Monday night football, you're like, everyone will stay home and watch it. It's on national TV. Wrong.
Rough.
Our bar is twice as busy. And then playoffs, I would say we're 200 deep at each bar. Like, can't move.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds similar, because Larry was saying, like, on game days, like, if you're not in at their place by, like, 7:30 a.m., you might even bother trying to come out. Is it something like that for you guys a lot of times?
Yeah. We open the doors an hour before. And, you know, people will text me, say, hey, I'm going to get there, save me a table. And it's like, I can't.
You know, right.
Show up.
Yeah, I'm doing that for 45 other people, right? So like, I can't pick and choose. And it's funny, because like, the more and more you're talking about it, right, is do you even get to enjoy the game?
So it's tough, because I have connections with the Bills from doing this. So I'll work with them and I'll get raffle items and I'll get a cool memorabilia to raffle off. And then we have our t-shirts that we sell.
Right.
And I mean, there's some times where I come home and I watch like the NFL highlights. And I was like, when the hell did that happen? Like,
right.
So, but I mean, as we get bigger and bigger, more people want to help. So it's cool. Easy for me to delegate, like, all right, your 50-50 splits, your raffle tickets, the DJ collects the money. He's getting paid. So you can work a little extra.
Right. That's so awesome though.
Yeah, and then my wife's with me sometimes, and she's like, I don't even see you all game. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Is your wife a Bills fan?
She is. Yeah, she's from Buffalo as well.
Okay, cool. Right on. So yeah, because I always, and the more you were talking about it, I was like, it doesn't sound like he actually gets to watch the game at all. You know.
Yeah. Game day is tough. That's why I also tell people, you know, get there before the game. You know, you want to bullshit, hang out.
Right.
Let's do it from 12:30 to 1.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been, the more and more as I've gotten older, I tend to like watch it by myself because I'm just like, I want to see it, you know, but you always end up doing all sorts of other things. So we've kind of chatted up. So you're going to have this season, I imagine you guys are going to be amped up, right? I mean, because it's not only do we get Pittsburgh for the opener, which is going to be incredible, right? You know, yeah. I don't think you could get a better matchup to start out unless we were playing like Brady or somebody like that, you know, because coming out of the AFC championship, first time in forever. I'm sure the bar is going to be packed. Are you guys planning any other big events? Or are you doing any big event? Like when the Bills play Miami down there, do you guys do like a big event?
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually moved from our backer bar and we go down to the beach. Friends of mine own it's called the Elbow Room. It's made the list for like the top 5, top 10 like dive bars in America.
But
for Bills fans to come down, it's like perfect, you know, because this is my third or fourth year going with them. We do on the second floor, we do like a 4-hour open bar, you know, if you want to go and get it in properly with a DJ. And then downstairs we have live music and cash bar, so people can come in, come out as they please.
Cool.
Guy from up your way, Stevie Johnson, he's going to be coming down again this year.
Oh, sweet.
And him and Eric from Buffalo Go, they're going to be kind of doing an event in the morning with the locals, you know, for any Bills fans that are locals that want to come down. And I don't know if they're going to do like cornhole and different can jam games like that, or if they're going to do football activities, but they're going to have a fun event.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And you guys are in a great spot too. I mean, it's South Florida. It's gorgeous, right? I mean, you get to go hang out on a beach for the party. So I imagine that one attracts quite a few people.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, it's got to the point where I had to ask the owner, like, do we have a backup situation? Cause I mean, it's what, July? Is today July 1st?
Yep.
So I have 22 tickets left to the VIP. And we're just under 3 months out.
That's awesome.
So, and then I had a hotel block set up and those sold out in 2 weeks. So it's like, you know, some people that wait till the end of August to book their trips, you can still come hang out, but I mean,
you're going to be at the cash bar, right? Going in and out, right? Okay. You got it. That's awesome. Let me ask your opinion a little bit on the team, right? So like, what do you, how you feeling this off season? I mean, I've been pretty like, this is the chillest I've been ever probably in an off season just cause it feels good. I mean, but what's your thoughts right now?
Yeah. I never got into the hype. Like when we signed a new player, when everybody, you know, on the Bills Mafia page would just go nuts, like sign this guy, sign that guy. My opinion is you got to see how they gel, you know, you got to see, like, you might bring in the number one guy, but quarterback might not like him, you know?
Right.
So I guess bringing in everyone, the continuity from last year and just building on that. I think if our defense starts off, you know, like where it left off, that'll be huge for us. Cause you could tell last year, like offense was rolling, defense had its holes. Mm-hmm. They were still trying to figure each other out. So with that continuity and everything going into this year, I mean, it'll be a good start with Pittsburgh. I mean, Big Ben is still Big Ben. They got receivers and now they have a monster running back. So,
yeah, it's definitely going to be very interesting, but I feel the same way. I mean, a lot of the splash and even like all this Ertz stuff right now, like let's sign him. I'm like, I don't really want him. I just don't see the need for it right now. I like the football team that we have. And I like the same way that you just mentioned that we've got that cohesive unit built, right? We brought in, basically everybody came back except for a few guys, right? We brought in just a couple pieces. So you don't have to do this massive overhaul every season and wait for guys to gel. And especially with the COVID situation, I think that helped us. And I agree with you 100% that the end of the season, we are seeing 2019 Bills defense towards the end of the season, right? And if we can do that, which we should, if these guys, it's just pass rush, baby, pass rush, right? We got a pass rush. Yeah. But I'm very pumped about it. What's your thoughts on the Ertz thing? Do you want him? Does it make a difference to you? I think he's pretty pricey.
I think it's pricey, and I think that's why we heard about it for the 42nd time this week. I think people are like, oh yeah, it's going to happen. And then the deal gets offered, and then, you know, Bills are like, no, like, I don't want to say we don't need them.
Right.
Because, I mean, what was there, 18 guys that caught a touchdown last year on the Bills?
Yep.
So the ball gets around, but if we had a consistent tight end, you know, that can be out there, that, you know, everyone didn't think that we needed the last wide receiver, and then he got, what, 1,400 yards?
Right, yeah, changed the entire scheme for us realistically.
Yeah, exactly.
And then changed everything. So,
yeah,
that's how I feel about it. And to me, it's like, I would say a fourth round pick or later, and Philadelphia's got to pay most of his salary, because we just don't even really have the money to even kind of throw towards him right now either. And I like our young guys, and I like Jacob Hollister. I think he might be he's going to be our new Lee Smith in the back of the end zone. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. No, I thought that, because they brought in two tight ends, didn't they?
Yeah. There was I forget the other guy's name, but when they signed Hollister, I was like, he's big. He's got continuity with Josh. We let Lee Smith go. He's going to be the red zone target guy to me as far as tight end, right? Is the way I feel it's going to work out. But
yeah, definitely. And I mean, there's so many gadget players and, you know, good skill players. It's kind of like, I mean, I get it, but like you said, if it's four and on and low money, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot then, right? I'm okay with it. It's just that, and everybody's like, well, Bean loves his picks. And I'm like, well, why is he going to give him away for a 30-something-year-old tight end who cost $8 million, right? It's not like you're signing Stephon Diggs. You know, you're trading for Stephon Diggs. You're trading for a guy that's been around. And he's performed. I don't think he's bad, but I think we've got guys that could be with us long-term that are cheap. Right.
Yeah. So, and you never know with Bean. I mean, he might bring him in knowing that a backup tight end, he can trade for that fourth round pick. So,
yeah, you never know. He might even just bring Ertz in and turn around and trade him to somebody else for something more just to do it because he can. Right. So, do you anticipate this season that we're going to be AFC championship bound again in that
arena? I think so. I'm always tough. Yeah. I'm not one of those guys too. Like I said, when a player comes in and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to kill it. It's always like, all right, first game, let's see what he does. And it's the same when you look at the season, I'm never going to say we're going undefeated.
Right.
But then when you look at the talent level and you look at the quarterbacks we play this year and you look at our schedule, it's like, I see two games that might be tough, and it's Kansas City and it's Tampa Bay. So, you know, Tennessee, I think we're going to smack them because they, you know, I don't want to say they got lucky against us last year, but, you know, we didn't even know if we were going to be playing. All of a sudden it's Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Like,
right. Right. Yeah. That was definitely a weird situation. And you always hear that the NFL is, you know, they get into that rhythm. It's right. It's Monday. Yeah. This is what we do. It's Tuesday. This is what we do. Right. And then you're like, no, actually you might play Saturday. No, Sunday, Tuesday. Let's do Tuesday. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like that sounds good. So,
and it's like, all right, let's not practice today because tomorrow's going to be our game walkthrough.
Right.
And it's like, all right, now we're going to take 3 days off.
Yeah. Like totally a weird situation. And I agree with you. The schedule looks pretty favorable. We're getting a lot of young quarterbacks this year against a defense that's hopefully going to be, you know, improved. So I'm trying to be as like not much as a homer as possible. I think the division is pretty secure, but after that, I really do think it is going to be a challenge to get through the AFC because of just the teams that are there. You know, once you get into that playoff scenario, and if we don't get in, getting that one seed is so important now, you know, because you're the only one that gets the bye. Right. So it's one of those things. We absolutely need home field. I don't want to travel around and play in that scenario either. Cause I think teams like Cleveland, Tennessee, Baltimore, Kansas City, I mean, there's teams up there that are going to be a challenge.
Definitely. And 2 years ago, did you ever think that you'd be saying like, we need the first seed? Like second seed is like, that's old news.
I'd take any seed, right? Years ago, it'd be like, just let us in, please. Yeah,
it's like, we got the wild card. Awesome. Yes,
finally, you know, so it's very nice to have an awesome team, right? It changes everything. You know, when you've got a winner, players want to play for you. Players want to stay. And it's so much fun as a fan, you know, like it's just, you know, that no matter what, you got a shot. And what we don't need to be 10, there's 13, 14, 15 wins. Like maybe you only need the 10 wins and you get in and you just win your division and you make sure you've got a shot to be the king. Right. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah. It's funny. Cause I mean, down in Miami, I'll be wearing a Bills shirt going into Publix to grab groceries and the guys will stop me and be like, man, like we were really rooting for you this year. Like,
yeah.
That Josh Allen. And these are like Dolphins. Well, they're supposed to be Dolphins fans, you know, but they're all like, man, you guys got a good team. And then the other half of the Dolphins fans are like, oh, Tua's coming.
I'm like, Tua's coming. Yeah. No, I'm like, I thought Tua was already there, isn't he? I have a hard time with the Tua thing too. But the Dolphin fans, to me, I think the Dolphins are going to have a good team either way. They've got some serious talent that they're building down there. And I think that Brian Flores is a good football coach. Yep. Absolutely agree with that. He's a good football coach. So they have a chance, but that is the key. Tua, I'm not sold there yet. And I'm okay with that because we got to play him twice. So
yeah, exactly. About it. If we get our pass rush going, the Tua that we saw last year, there were no plays after 15 yards. So you get the pass rush going to get them even quicker. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing dump offs and screens and.
Yeah. And he hasn't shown me that he can throw the outside route yet. I haven't seen him do it yet. So you just make him try to do that all day long, see what happens.
Week 17, he tried and he had three interceptions.
Yeah, or four. And that's what you're seeing when he tries to put it there. It doesn't seem to work yet. We'll see. He's had a whole off season, right? And in one off season, Josh took off. So you never know, right? The guy's got talent. I'm not going to say he's not talented. I mean, he's in the NFL. I am not the NFL, right? And he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. So he's good at what he does. We'll see if he's good enough to be a pro long term, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. But Jonathan, man, thanks for coming on and chatting with me. I don't want to keep you forever. I know you're hanging out in your car here, chatting with me. So thanks a lot for coming on. Is there anything you want to shout out before we take off?
I guess if anybody is coming down to Miami for week two, we have the big party at the Elbow Room. Everything is on our Instagram. Everything's on our Facebook page under Bills Backers Miami. Party starts 2:00. If you want the VIP tickets, like I said, we're around 20 left. I haven't promoted anything for it in a month because I want to save those 20 tickets, but I think they're going to be gone in a couple of weeks. We're doing a big tailgate party the day of the game at the stadium. So like I said, any information, just, jump on our social media and we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Very cool, man. Absolutely. And I'm sure everybody's going to be very happy to see you. And you guys, your shirts, do you do that year round?
Yeah.
They're available year round. Cause your shirt's tight. I mean, it's a sweet shirt. And if you guys haven't seen it, which I imagine you have, because I feel like that's one of the shirts that has made its way around to a lot. Just people just get it because it's a cool shirt, right?
There's a lot. Our sales were crazy for that. Actually, I used to do them locally. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, let me team up with the Buffalo guys. So my buddy Eric at Buffalo Logo started a new company. And I was like, this is our shirt. Let's do this together. And like you said, it took off. There was someone that got interviewed on the Buffalo News that had it on, and all of a sudden I get DMs like, where do I get this from?
Yeah, man, it's a sweet shirt. It's good to know. I'm going to get me one of those. Thanks a lot for chatting with me, man. I really appreciate you coming on, and go Bills.
Yes, sir. Go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out!